Dr. Katharina Ruxtel is from Ngaitahu Rangitane and is an Associate Dean Māori at the Otago Business School. She's had a long involvement with Māori entrepreneurship and also is a social science researcher for the National Science Challenge, particularly with Science for Technical Innovation. She's also edited a new book that's out from Bridget Williams Books, and it's called He Pō Heringa, Grounding Science and Technology in Tau Māori. It's been edited by Katarina and Merita Kāwhiru and also Maria Amo Amo. Thanks for joining us on the program once again, Katarina. Tēnā koe, and welcome to Pākehā.
Morena, nā mihi o te ata ki a koe me tō kaiwhakarongo.
Tēnā koe, Katarina, tēnā koe. The book, Grounding Science and Technology in Tau Māori. What in essence is this book about that you have edited through BWB?
Oh, okay, so that's a big question. But in a nutshell, I guess what we're saying is that Māori katoa have our own traditions and knowledges and sciences. And, you know, as a country, I think we're mature enough now to be able to say, okay, so, you know, what might this offer to our traditional way of thinking and practicing science? And also, what are those traditional Western ways of practicing and understanding science? What have they got to offer Māori? And I guess we've asked that question, and what we're saying, well, there's a lot, actually.
Absolutely. Well, we know that earlier this year there was an attempt to perhaps discredit Mātauranga and the age-old whakaaro that we have, the richness of it, in comparison with Western science. It didn't sit very well. In fact, some people forced to eat their words there. Tell us about the contributors to this puka puka, and as an editor, what role you, Merita and Maria, had in its publication?
Okay, well, look, I guess we've really not engaged with that whole kōrero around, you know, is Mātauranga science or not. I guess it didn't really get us very far. So our roles as editors is to think about all those people out there, and particularly our Māori researchers and our hapori Māori, and say, well, what is it that you're doing together? And so we've pulled together a number of researchers who are Māori, who are specifically working in high-tech spaces. So we're talking about things like augmented or virtual reality. We're talking about that sort of stuff that's all to do with algorithms. We're talking about sensing technologies. And actually we've asked the question, well, what is it that you're doing together as Māori and also as, you know, scientists, Western scientists, what's some of the cool stuff you're doing and how's that working out? So we've looked at early career researchers, you know, what it's like for them to be involved in these projects. And, you know, it's sometimes not that easy. But also there's a huge amount of strength and goodwill, and I would say on both sides. So that's why when we actually look at what people are doing, they don't really engage with this, is it science or not. Basically, people have moved on.
So part of the tagline for the book is the creation of new science requires moving beyond simply understanding one another's perspectives. We need to find transformative spaces for knowledge exchange and progress. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, well, this goes back to the same issue. You know, if we keep saying it is or it isn't, we don't get anywhere. We just take up positions. Whereas actually what we're trying to say is actually if we're meeting around particular projects, then we can create some really cool stuff. So one of the projects that one of our authors, a set of our authors, Hemi Whanga, Te Taka Kinga, and Matau, talk about is, okay, how does tikanga work when you're doing virtual reality? What are some of the considerations that you need to think about? And how does that actually work with the technical science of creating a VR space, for example, on your marae? So there's been a lot of working out of, okay, so what is it okay to do? What don't we feel comfortable about? How do we tell our kōrero in a space that is resonant for Māori and for that particular hapū? And that particular hapū is down Naiwai and at Awarua and the Bluff. However, we could say the same thing about many, many spaces. So Merita, Paul Tatzell and Leonie Jones talk about how new sensing technologies where you perhaps monitor the health of a river, but you do it remotely. So, and we know most of our whānau aren't living in their papakainga. How can it actually create engagement and kaitiakitanga? So it's really thinking about these new forms of technology and how we, using our mātauranga, can reframe that in a way that makes sense for us, but also that pushes the science and the technology.
Is it an academic read, or could lay people like myself enjoy it as well, do you think?
Well, look, you know, you've hit the nail on the head there, Dale. Yeah, we're a bunch of academics, but we're also a bunch of academics that, you know, hang out with our own whānau, and those whānau actually happen to be in places that we all know and love, so on our marae, in our wahi tapu, you know, in our taiao. So it is really aimed at anybody. Some of it may be a little bit academic, but some of it is really people talking about their experiences and what it's like, and making some, you know, trying to push it forward a bit and say, well, here are some things we could actually do. So, you know, scientists are, you know, these technical scientists who are physicists or chemists or computer scientists, yeah, they spend their world thinking about that. But what we're doing is saying, okay, we need your skills, because at the moment there just aren't enough of our Māori technical scientists. But actually, you guys might learn something too. And so there are experiences of how our Māori, non-Māori scientists, actually, they really appreciate it. So it's stories. It's telling some of those stories. So, yeah, to answer, yeah, I think anybody could be interested in this.
Thanks, Katharina. Tēnā koe. What have you got planned for 2022, sister?
Oh, yeah. Well, at the moment, I'm heading down to our Big Nai Tahu Paimanu exhibition. So I'm going to be enjoying looking at our Nai Tahu artists. That is just opening very shortly at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery. So that'll give me a lot of pleasure to bring together our iwi and our beautiful creatives.
Great catching up with you again. Let's talk early in the new year. Nei rā te mihi kia koe,
hine.
Thank you, Katharina.
Katharina, a koe, thank you.
Ngā mihi.